Tigers win it 67-48 in the second round of the SEC tournament. The number 7 seed Auburn Tigers moves on to the quarterfinal tomorrow night for a rematch with the LSU Fighting Tigers. But first, we welcome Coach Demetri Buchanan in courtside here in Bond Secure's Wellness Arena. Coach D, it was a battle tonight. Auburn pulled away late, but Arkansas got to tip your cap. They played hard, and they were hard to guard early. What were they doing with all that guard movement with Daniels and Spencer?
Yeah, I mean, they're a tough team to guard because everybody can shoot the three. And Samara Spencer and Michaela Daniels are really great at creating for both themselves and everybody else. So it's hard to, play like people like Scotty, who may not be able to guard on the perimeter as well as other players on our team. But I just think everybody chipped in. When Scotty went in, she gave us everything that she had. And I think everybody as a total team effort was able to kind of get them get them handled.
Well, and you just about emptied the bench tonight, and I mean in meaningful minutes. What's it mean to have that kind of depth this time of year to be able to play that many kids to contribute and help you get a win?
That means we're a legit NCAA tournament team, you know, on a night where honestly Scott Grayson didn't play, like she normally does. Sure. Everybody else stepped up for scoring for us, and I mean, regardless if it was 4 points here, 6 points here, 8 points there, everybody stepped in, and like I said, it was just a total team effort, and I think that's what will help us go deep into the tournament because of our depth.
Well, and you speak of scoring tonight. Scoring came in bunches. It was hot and cold at times. The biggest run was in the second quarter. That's when you established your dominance with that 12-0 run. The defense led the way there. What were you all seeing from the bench that allowed that big run for success?
I mean, they got tired. You know, they're not very deep. They play really six kids, significant minutes consistently, and they were shorthanded without Poffenberger, who's a huge part of what they do, and without Talia Scott, who had 33 on us at Arkansas. So they were shorthanded, and we knew that we had the advantage with our depth, and so we just told our kids to get out and run, not walk it up the floor. We want to play fast ball. We didn't want to slow it down, which is what they wanted us to do, and once we were able to do that, we were able to get easy shots.
A couple players I want to talk about first is Sydney Shaw and Marshawn Bostic. These two kids off the bench have been pivotal for Auburn in the previous two games. What have you seen from their growth?
I'm just glad they're growing up. You know, like when you're in the postseason, Marshawn's no longer a junior. She's a senior.
Yeah.
Sydney's no longer a sophomore. She's a junior. Honesty, Tay, and Mingo are no longer seniors. They're coaches. So everybody now is taking their game to the next level. Yeah. They've been there, done that, and the experience that those two have had just from the significant minutes they've been able to play over the last couple years really paid off today.
Two more quick ones. Well, number one is Ya'Kai Milton. Back-to-back games, she's gotten a start, and she's getting better every start. Yeah. I mean, she's won without her. I mean, her length inside with O out, she's really filled a nice void for you inside.
Absolutely. And for her to be so young as a freshman and having not played significant minutes for the majority of our season and then to be thrown into the starting lineup, she has handled it very well. She's been poised. She's been locked in. And you can really see the potential in her game. I'm really glad she's here because she can really develop into a force.
First time for you coaches to prepare this team for back-to-back games and postseason play in the SEC tournament. Rematch with LSU tomorrow. Yeah. What do you want to clean up, Coach?
I think we got to really hone in on guard and dribble penetration. We gave up middle a lot too much tonight, so we got to make sure we, you know, send the defense to the help. But we know that that game is going to be all about rebounding, and we've got to battle in the paint. You know, this game was more about guard play.
Yep.
That game is going to be about the inside game. So we've really got to kind of shift our gears a little bit and refocus on that.
Coach D, thanks so much for your time.
Thank
we appreciate you coming over. Congratulations.
War Eagle.